We continue our learning. We are in Zvachim, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Hey. Bo la Gilgal hutru habamo. So in the previous Mishnah, we said that before the Mishkan was established, bamos boom bataros. People could bring karbanos on whatever mizbech they would build. The avodah was done with the bechoros. After the Mishkan was established, the bamos became prohibited. You could only do the avoda in the, could only bring karbanos in the Mishkan, on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, and the avoda began with the Kohanim. Bola Gilgal, now our Mishnah says, after we crossed the yard in the days of Yeshua, and Perek Dalin and Yeshua, we came to Gilgal, hutru habamos. At that moment, it was permitted once again for people to use bamos to bring karbanos on a bamos. Now, at first glance, that's strange, because when we came to Gilgal, it was still a Mishkan. They erected the Mishkan in Gilgal, the same Mishkan they had in the Midbar. There was the Mizbech HaNechoshes that Moshe had made, the Mizbech HaChitzon Moshe Rabbeinu had made, but there was no Aron. There was no Aron in the Mishkan when it was sitting in Gilgal. And the Mizbeach that existed at that time was known as the Bama Gedola or Bamas Tzibur, and upon that, they did have to offer the karbanos tzibur. But with respect to an individual who wanted to bring a neder karban, a voluntary karban, so that he could bring on a bama. Everyone could bring their own, make their own mizbeach outside this mishkan that was in Gilgal for their own karbanos, but the karbanos tzibur had to be brought on the bama gadol of the bama's tzibur. The bama outside that an individual could use was known as a bama kitana, and once again, could only be for nedarim or nedavos like an ola or a shlamim. What's the basis for this heter? After all, when we were in the Midbar and we had a Mishkan, there was no heter habamos even for an individual. All of a sudden we come to Gilgal and there's still a Mishkan. We cross the Yarden. Now all of a sudden individuals could bring their own karbanos. So it's based on the pasuk of Ayikar Yudzayin. Ish, ish, mi beis Yisrael. We've quoted this pasuk many times regarding Shchut Echut. Asher yishchat shor ocheseb o'ez b'machaneh. But that's a key word, b'machaneh, in the camp. Vel Pesach Omoed Lo Hevio. So that was the source of Shchut Echutz. If you shecht it in the Machaneh and you didn't bring it to the Mishkan, so that's an Isser Kares. But the idea of not bringing Karbanos in the Mishkan, the language the Torah uses is b'machaneh. If you shecht it outside the Mishkan, meaning you're shechting in the Machaneh, that's problematic. But what if there are no Machanos anymore? We're now in Eretz Yisrael. So since there are no Machanos, we came to Eretz Yisrael and we're not in camp, we're there to conquer and live in homes and live in cities. So there are no longer machanos that surround the Mishkan. Now bamos are permitted. It's only when we're in O Yishchat Sho Chesav O'ez b'machaneh, then Vel Pesach HaMoed Lo Abi, if you didn't bring it inside and you made a bama, that's a problem with Shchut Echot. But if there are no machanos, so the individual is able to bring a karban on a bama at the time that it was in Gilgal. Kachi kachim, regarding the kachi kachim, chatas ashtim, etc., those which are brought on the Mizbech and the Mishkan, they are ne'echolim l'finem na'kloim, they're eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan, and kachim kalim, so here we don't have there's no city of Yushalayim to discuss, so what do we do with kachim kalim? So in the previous Mishnah, we said, oh, well, when we were in the Midbar, kachi kachim were eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan, chatzar alam o'ed, kachim kalim, Shlamim, and the like, that was Bechol Machaneh Yisrael. But we don't have Machaneh Yisrael. Now we're in Gilgal. So says the Mishnah, yes, the Kachim Kalim are within the curtains, but the Kachim Kalim, Bechol Makom, those could be even anywhere, because there was no Machaneh to speak of, no Machaneh Yisrael. So there was no restrictions on where you could eat the Kachim Kalim. Perek, Yudala Mishnah, Vav Bo L'Shilo. So now, in Yoshua Perek Yud Ches, it's that we speak about all of Adas Israel. They come to Shiloh Vayashkinu Shamas Olmoy, and they erected the Mishkan over there. There they placed the Mizbeach and the Aron. And the Mishkan was in Shiloh for 369 years. After the few years they were in Gilgal, we came to Shiloh. At that moment, Nesru Habamos. Now even the individual could not offer any karbanos on a bama. they had to be all brought to the Mishkan itself in Shiloh. Then the Mishnah says, Lo hayasham tikra, ela bayis shel avanim milamatan, virios milamalon. The Mishnah describes that the Mishkan Shiloh was not built with krushim, with the beams that they used in the Midbar. Rather, it was made of stone. There was no ceiling, and for the ceiling, they used the yerios the skins that they had used to cover the Mishkan. They used this as well to cover the Mishkan, but here it was made out of stone. So on the one hand, it wasn't made out of the krushim, so we call it a bayis. The pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perak Aleph Vatvieu Beis Hashem Shiloh. It's called Beis Hashem, almost like a Beis Hamikdash. On the other hand, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Ches refers it to as a mishkan. So it's a little bit a bayis. It's a mishkan. It's a little bit of both because it has the curtains. It has the yerios, the skins that covered like the mishkan had, but it was made of stone and not made of wooden beams. V'hi haisa menucha. Then the Mishnah says this is what was known as menucha. This is a pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis where it says ki lo vasem ada'ata el ha-menucha ve'el ha-nachala. So menucha is a reference to the Mishkan in Shiloh, the place of rest. And what it means is when you cross the Yarden, you're able to bring karbanos on bamos until you come to the place called Menucha. Menucha is Shiloh, because that was after the 14 years of the 7 years of conquering the land of Israel, 7 years of dividing the land. Now there was a sense of peace and tranquility when they came to Shiloh. Yeah, the 14 years in Gilgal, now we're in Shiloh. So now they arrived at the Menucha, the place of rest. So there is no longer a heter to have bamos. Only till you come to Menucha, to Shiloh, are we able to bring karbanos on bamos. Kache kachim ne'chalim lefidim na'kloim. Kache kachim in the Mishkan of Shiloh were eaten within the curtains, which means this is within the walls of the Beis Hashem in Shiloh. Remember we said we're made out of stone. Kachim kalim umaser sheni b'chol haroeh. What about kachim kalim? And there was Maser Sheni as well, because Maser Sheni began once they came to Eretz Israel. We have the agricultural mitzvot. So once they conquered and divided the land, you had to bring Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. But when you're in Shiloh, so where do you eat it? So Kachim Kalim also have to be eaten within the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim when we have a Beis HaMikdash. What about when the Mishkan is in Shiloh? Says the Mishnah, Bechol HaRoeh. You can eat it not only within the city of Shiloh, but anywhere you could see Shiloh. Some say Bechol HaRoeh is not where you could see the city of Shiloh, but a place where you could see a little bit of the Beis Hashem, of the Mishkan itself. Where do we learn this from? Bechol HaRoeh. What kind of halacha is that? That you're not even within the city, even if you can see it. We may know this from Megillah. I see your place where you can see Yerushalayim, so then you can even read the Megillah on Tesvav. But where do we see this when it comes to this halacha of Maser Sheni and Kachim Kalim? Because the pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, same context, same story, Hishomer Lecha Pen Ta'aleh Olo Secha. You have to guard yourself lest you offer or elevate your karban ola b'chol makom asher tireh. So then we have the phrase, in any place where you see. So what the pasuk is teaching us is as follows. So with respect to pentale olo secha, bringing the offering, burning the karban, that it says, Hishama lecha, you better guard yourself, be cautious. Don't bring this b'chol makom asher tireh. Don't think you're able to bring this in any place you see the Beis HaMikdash, you see the Mishkan. No, you have to offer the karban in the Mishkan. Oh, what does that imply? Only pen ta'aleh, only the aliyah of the karban, placing the karban on the Mizbeach, cannot be done where you can see the Mishkan, but has to be within the Mishkan. But b'chol makom asher tireh i'ata male, the Gemara says. You can't bring it, bring the karban where you can see. That implies, but to eat the karban, that you can do b'chol makom asher tireh, only the aliyah of the karban, but not the achila. And therefore, that's the heter to eat kachim kalin maser sheni b'chol haroeh.